97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Constitution is not a mere inconvenience in the United States of America. It needs to be followed. And Congress explicitly was given the sole authority to declare war.
This seems to be mostly about oil and natural resources. Donald Trump's entire foreign policy is corrupt. Russia, the Middle East, and now Venezuela is all about making money for his friends.
What Donald Trump has done is undermined America's security and other interests around the world. This is a very dangerous moment.
This is how we get into endless wars. The administration has a one-day plan on how to get rid of Maduro, but no idea of what happens after.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
Oh, the burden. The burden I feel, Kim St. Ange. I feel the burden to mansplain to the people what's going on in Venezuela, because clearly the left doesn't get it. And so many people out there rely on the mainstream media. They're just not paying attention. Listen, the biggest message you need to take away from what I'm about to tell you is that the President of the United States, love him or hate him, is playing a game several levels above the reporters and his political opposition on a daily basis. I struggle with the fact that these Democrats can get in front of a camera like you just heard and really pull off an act in public like they're not getting their ears boxed in. But it's kind of a snapshot of where the Democratic Party is these days, right? I had to listen to a guy named Bakari Sellers yesterday describe why Donald Trump is a war criminal, and then in the same breath praise Joe Biden, admit that Joe Biden had levied a $25 million bounty on his head. Listen to just a little bit of this.
He chooses Caracas over rural health hospitals, right? He chooses Venezuelans over soybean farmers.
So,
he chooses everybody else over America.
Did you find the Biden administration putting a bounty on Maduro's head as well?
No, Maduro's a horrible person. He needs to be shackled.
But what if Trump just acted on it?
Exactly. What do you mean that? You approve of Biden putting the bounty on his head, but not of Trump actually going out and arresting the guy.
Yeah, see, this is the problem right here. Donald Trump acted where Joe Biden wouldn't. And in the minds of the left, that makes him a war criminal. Do you understand what's going on here? You really need to understand what's at stake. You got to step back and look at that 30,000-foot view. And remember two words. Just take two words away from this morning. America first. I listened to a reporter in the mainstream media this morning on the drive-in here lamenting the fact that Donald Trump, with his action in Venezuela, is going back on everything he campaigned for in 2015, in 2020, in 2024, not to get the U.S. involved in endless wars. Kim St. Ange, is there a war somewhere that I missed?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, listen, there's a blockade of a country that sits several hundred miles off the coast of Florida that happens to cooperate fully with the three foreign nations that are the biggest enemies of the United States of America. Now, you can be critical of what we did in Afghanistan and Iraq, where we spent 20 years on the ground and cost thousands of American lives, but still understand that that is not what's going on in Venezuela. There's no reason to believe that's going to happen in Venezuela. It is indisputable that the United States is better off today than it was last week when Maduro was still in charge in Venezuela. It's better for the Venezuelan people, and it's going to be better for America, because guess what? Our enemies just got knocked off kilter. That's what you need to remember. And I got to tell you, I brought this up a minute ago. If I hear one more person whining about the risk of the United States invading Greenland, I might have to throat punch somebody. I don't be stupid. How about that? It's not a good look for you. Greenland is vital to our national security. But just by saying that you're staking a claim on that territory, that you deem it important to your global strategic plan,
in the face of Russian and Chinese tampering in the Arctic. Remember those two words I told you about earlier? That America first? Again, 3D chess. The other guys are playing checkers. Now, these idiots in Europe who put out a joint statement against the U.S. getting involved in Greenland is just about the silliest thing I've ever heard. But again, remember, the simple act of removing Maduro has all of these little would-be autocrats a little bit nervous right now. And they're nervous for good reason. Think this through. Follow with me along here. That's exactly why Donald Trump defeats his enemies constantly. He's in their brain. He keeps them off balance, worrying about things that aren't going to happen. But just by saying we won't rule out military action, that's all they're focused on today. You know, I heard somebody say this one time, and it really is true. Do you consider yourself prepared in the event of an emergency? Do you think you are? I mean, have you been a minor prepper and put some stuff in the basement?
We have.
So you feel if anarchy happened, you could defend your family?
Anarchy?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have some food down there.
Well, I'm just saying. Do you think you're prepared? Because you're really only prepared if you're dangerous. Do you consider yourself dangerous? Stick with me here. Do you consider yourself dangerous? Because you're really only dangerous if you're willing to act. Are you willing to act? This is the gist of what's going on here. What happened in Venezuela proves that in the right circumstance, the United States of America is dangerous to these foreign countries, to these foreign leaders who have abused us for decades because we've had very few presidents with the cojones to stand up to them. This is why the Monroe Doctrine is not being ignored anymore, because Donald Trump understands this better than anyone else. This has been missing for a long time. That fact in and of itself is all you need to know. If you're in a battle of wits with unarmed people, ignore the noise and repeat these two words, America first. If it's in the best interest of the United States, that's what matters, and we win. This is an America first policy. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.